You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I am your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Boys, everybody's back from vacation. We feeling good?
Yeah, I feel rejuvenated and ready to talk football into the meat potatoes of our preseason here.
Yes, sir. Training camp's underway. It's go time.
It is go time. And on today's show, we are diving into 2021 projections. We're going to be talking about the AFC East, a.k.a. the best division in football.
And I'm logging off.
Real quick. All right, who needs to go AFC
East? Before we get into it, just a reminder, we are a year-round, 365-day-a-year podcast network. The draft is over, but we have plenty of content still coming your way to help you digest the 2021 NFL draft and begin prepping for the 2022 NFL draft. So we're happy to make all these daily podcasts free. In return, all we ask is that you please take less than 10 seconds and give the podcast a 5-star rating. So we're going to get right into it. We'll go in order of the standings from a year ago. So kicking things off with the Buffalo Bills. And let's start with quarterback. What better place to start than with Josh Allen? So Foss, if you want to give me your thoughts on Allen this year, and then Eric, you go right ahead and we'll kind of spitball it through that way.
They're big. Like I said, this whole doing 17 games is kind of an adjustment for us, which we'll probably complain about a lot. But I have Josh Allen at 605 pass attempts, which is a little bit lower on a pace, like on a per game basis than last year. But I think a lot of their defense improved a little bit. Hopefully they get some sort of running game. So I have that down. Complete 66% of his passes, 4,500 yards. 35 passing touchdowns, 12 picks, and then another 474 yards on the ground and 7 touchdowns. So I have a lot of points for him right now. I'm at like 22.8 a game. So, okay. I mean, he's up there for – he's going to be in that top 5 QB range for sure, and I don't see any way where it's really not happening.
He is my QB2 on the year, and the only person ahead of him is record-breaking Tom Brady, so you could – basically say he's number one, actually. I got him at 600 attempts.
Spoiler alert.
4,635 yards.
The people know.
The people know. 4,635 yards for Josh Allen, 35 touchdowns, 11 picks. I'm not hopeful on the running backs.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I got Devin Singletary leading at 720 yards, and Zach Moss leads them at 4 touchdowns. Josh Allen's the running back. He's the quarterback and the running back of the team. I the people who are trying to hype up Moss or Singletary, that's malpractice. Don't listen to them. Stephon Diggs is actually my wide receiver one on the year. That is my big takeaway from Buffalo. He had a monstrous season last year, and he is my wide receiver one by a solid 15 points. So it's actually not really close either.
Yeah, it's a runaway.
Yeah, I have him with 168 targets. They just feed that man. They just feed Stephon Diggs.
I'm not far off from there, actually, as well. I thought I was lower in terms of target share than I really am for Stephon Diggs, but I'm not that far off from you.
He's just a monster. Just an absolute target monster in that offense. I got him with 1,512 yards and 9 touchdowns, and that's good enough to be wide receiver one for me.
Yeah, in terms of Josh Allen, I think we're all pretty close. I think I haven't projected for the most attempts, but probably the least amount of rushing work, because I don't think the other running backs are going to be good. I just think they're all going to kind of be annoyingly involved.
Yeah.
So I have Josh Allen projected for 4,800 yards passing, 34 touchdowns, 10 picks, but only just shy of 400 yards rushing, 369 yards rushing.
So, how many attempts on the ground for him?
88.
Okay. All right, I'm at 100.
I'm at 110. So 24% of the rushing mark share. I mean, yeah. We're all pretty close on him.
Yeah, in terms of like points per game, I think Foss, you said you're at 22.8. I'm at 22.6. So we're pretty much spot
right
on
there.
But yeah, I think Allen is going to have a fantastic year, as it seems like you know, consensus would agree in this room of us three that Josh Allen is going to be poised for big things.
Yeah, and I was 4 yards off of your Devin Singletary, by the way. Where Eric said 720 yards for Devin Singletary. I'm at 724. Like, I'm right there with you in four touchdowns.
I don't have Devin Singletary leading the backfield.
You like Zach Moss?
I like Zach Moss more than I like Devin Singletary.
I think you need to take a walk. I'm completely kidding, but I
don't like Zach Moss.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. They're just kind of there.
Yeah,
I really thought they could possibly take like an actual approach and be like, oh, maybe we can actually get an NFL legit backfield. Nope, they didn't do that. They're just gonna roll with those guys. Josh Allen's the running back.
I didn't really put in my projections, but what do you guys think about Matt Breida there?
Love Matt Breida. What's with you?
I did project him out for them. I don't feel great that he'll last on the roster, but I kind of love Matt Breida too.
Yeah, he's explosive, and you get an explosive back with Josh Allen. That's good. Like, as his feedback there.
I gave him 66 attempts.
I gave him 20 attempts. There you go.
Yeah, I meant like 36.
For you.
But I kind of want to
be explosive.
More.
He's on his third team. Ryan, if he was explosive, he wouldn't be on his third team.
Yeah, but this is this backfield.
Is there any other real notable takeaway from this backfield?
It's gross.
Nothing feels good about it.
I don't want any of it. Even if one of those backs goes down, I still don't feel great. Like, even if it's a one back off, it's still an RB3. Like, it's not good. Like, I think their combined fantasy points are less than some of my top 10 guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
What do you guys have for Gabe Davis? Matt made me a big believer in Gabe Davis last year, and he had a great year.
I have Gabe Davis with a nice year. I've had 102 targets, 926 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
Is that wide receiver 2 on the team?
That is.
Nice. I dig it.
I'm going to throw it out there. I didn't project that. I deleted my Cole Beasley projection. I don't think he's going to make it.
You don't think he's going to play?
I think they have his replacement, and I think...
Who's his replacement?
Manny Sanders. I just with all the shit that's going on and like the comments other teammates are making, I'm just not there. I pulled it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
I mean,
it's
definitely weird what the little situation going on with him is. But I'll tell you right now, first of all, with where they are in their careers, I would rather have Cole Beasley than Emmanuel Sanders.
Well,
if Beasley's not playing, I think that's a problem because he gives them something they do not have if he's gone. So that would be because Beasley is my wide receiver too on the team, but it's not by that too much. I just want to see Gabe Davis play more. That's all I want.
I love Gabe Davis as well. I don't have him wide receiver 2. I do have him wide receiver 3 on the team, but I still have Cole Beasley statted out for, you know, pretty much a full season. So I have Gabe Davis with 94 targets and just shy of 800 yards receiving. So
okay. I thought I was high on Gabe Davis. I am the lowest of the three.
Gabe Davis.
I got him at 643 yards on 78 targets, 42 catches. I do have him getting 8 touchdowns, though. So, I mean, he's...
Same. I have him for 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's the second biggest touchdown threat on the team.
I'm only at 5 touchdowns on him.
Eric, what do you have Beasley projected for, since you still have him in?
775 yards on 96 targets, 66 receptions, 4 touchdowns. So it's not too far ahead of him, Davis, and Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders is 12 yards ahead of Gabe Davis for me.
Gotcha.
I mean, essentially, I just moved my Cole Beasley projections to Emmanuel Sanders.
To Emmanuel Sanders?
Definitely. Yeah, so I have 108 targets, 817 yards, 4 touchdowns. Like,
I hope that, like, whatever weirdness that I don't really want to get into that is going on with Cole Beasley right now, I hope it all subsides because I don't want to give all that work to Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I don't know if Sanders can hold up like that anymore.
I don't think so. He's what, like 34 or something like that?
He's up there. He's definitely up there. He definitely started to show the age last year.
I don't feel great about Sanders, but
We're not going to talk about the Titans, are we?
No. There's nothing not, really.
We're not there yet.
I have Dawson Knox with 500 yards and 6 touchdowns.
I have
Dawson Knox with 250 yards. I'm at
500. You have him at 500 too?
No, I have him at 250.
Okay, I was about to say I got him at 277. I don't think he's an NFL player yet.
I have soft Dawson Knox, and
I like the upside.
So do I. But I just can't see it.
He's not there yet. He's definitely not there yet.
But I do also have Cole Beasley, you know, with 112 targets and just over 900 yards receiving right now. Like, I think if he plays, Cole Beasley is still a big part of that offense.
Oh, yeah. Well, that covers it. There'll be a very good offense, even without their weird running back situation. They're going to be a very good offense.
But there's only two players I really want. Three, I guess, for fantasy with Gabe Davis. Fantasy-wise, there's not a lot I want.
Yeah, that's
fair. No, Josh Allen will be great. Stephon Diggs will be elite. Gabe Davis is a guy I've tried to scoop up as much as I could this offseason in Dynasty because I think we're nearing the full-blown breakout. I don't know that this is the year. I think he has a good year, but I could see it something where a year from now we're touting him as a guy that's going to go, you know, over 1,000 with near double-digit touchdowns again. I just think he's such a problem in the red zone and from a touchdown perspective that if he can get the yardage and some more catches, he's going to be somebody that we'll be happy we paid cheap prices for now instead of through the nose a year or two from now.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
Completely agree on that.
Is there anything else worthwhile about Buffalo?
Not really.
All right. Nah.
I mean, it feels terrible saying it like that because they're such a good team. But
I know.
Like I said, it's Diggs, Gabriel Davis, and Josh
Allen. Real football does not project to fantasy football. Let's get that point across here.
Totally fair. Well, we'll move on to the Miami Dolphins, and let's start with Lightning Rod Tua Tagovailoa because I want to see you. If we're all over the place on Tua, or if there's any sort of us being in lockstep near one another on Tua. So, Eric, why don't you go first? Give me your thoughts on Tua, and then we'll let Foss go.
I actually have the rosiest little projection on Tua. That does not make sense. I have him at 580 attempts. I don't know where the hell I came up with that number. They actually threw the ball 559 times that last year, but that was with Fitzpatrick. I'm the one who did this projection, and I'd be stunned if he hit 580. I have him throwing for 4,499 yards, which I think any Dolphin fan would sign up for right now.
Agreed.
26 touchdowns, 12 picks. I have him rushing 60 attempts, 2 touchdowns, 180 yards. He is my QB17 on the year. So, in retrospect, looking back at what we expected from Tua, I think if you said that to somebody before the draft last year, they'd be like, that's not as good as I would hoped. I think after the year he had last year, I think people would sign up for that right now.
Yeah, that's very rosier than me. I love Tua. Like, I'm at 569 attempts, 3,842 yards, 29 touchdowns, 14 picks, and 54 rush attempts for 200. I like Tua. I think this offense is upcoming. We might be a year early before we're really starting him at fantasy consistently, but I like it. And if they get rid of Xavier Howard next week or two, and that defense takes a step back, that boosts up his numbers for me. Probably closer to what yours are, because that's a big hit to that defense, which was elite last year.
Yeah. Yep.
I actually have him 10 attempts higher than you do, Eric. I have him at 590 attempts.
God, I'm a hater.
Just south of 4,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, 10 picks, 2 scores on the ground on 46 attempts. So I like Tua a lot. I agree that we might be a year away. I'm interested to see what this offense looks like this year. But I think I feel confident that it'll be better than what Tua showed last year. I'm interested to see kind of let him loose a little bit and do more of what we saw hopefully in college. Yep. The running back group is still a little gross. It's pretty gross. They didn't do anything.
How
real good.
How is there a team in this same division that looks worse than Buffalo at running?
I don't think it does.
You know,
I'll take the Dolphins, but not by much.
I like Gaskin more than any of the Buffalo backs.
I agree with that, but not by much.
Foss, how many yards?
Now that I'm looking at it, I have Devin Singletary ranked higher. Good lord.
How many yards do you have Gaskin statted for?
I have him 719 on the ground, 355 by the air, with 8 total touchdowns.
Okay.
I'm close.
I have him 722 on the ground, 445 through the air, 7 total touchdowns.
So a little bit more than me.
Yeah. I guess I mean, like the gas man.
He's not that. Like, I have him a 38% of the rushing market share, 11 of receiving. Like, he's not bad, though, for what they want to do. And he kind of fits what this offense is trying to look like, I think. And
how much do you hate Myles Gaskin, Eric?
I have him at, I'm definitely lower than you guys. I have him at 882 total yards.
Oh, you do hate him.
And 5 touchdowns total.
Yikes.
Not great.
And that's the best of the backfield, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That definitely is.
It doesn't get any rosier from there.
I'm going to say it right now. Salvon Ahmed, I like him.
I do too.
He's my number two back
for them.
Yeah. If they gave him a little bit more of a bump, I want to see what he can do. Because I scouted Gaskin coming out, and he was just a guy to me coming out. And watching him play, he still looks like just a guy to me. He just happened to be the only one they had that was serviceable. So,
and not much has changed.
Yeah, I really thought
they would make like a conscious effort to try and replace him either in the draft or free agency, but it didn't work out that way.
That's when you got to follow the moves, man.
Yeah. What do we think about the wide receiver group? Who do you guys have projected to lead that room?
It's a mess for me, the wide receiver group. Like, it's not bad, but I have 588 yards, 406 yards, 752 yards, 818 yards. Like, it's really even. Like, I have Will Fuller as a leading receiver at 818 on 96 targets, followed by Waddle with 752 yards, and then Devontae Parker. And I have Gesicki and more than Parker. Like, it's all close. I have the market shares of 15, 16, and 17, and then 16 for Gesicki. Like, it's fairly spread out. And I think with what we've seen Miami, where they're trying to copy New England a little bit for their offensive style, that's something you see, especially even with the backs. Because I have them as a good piece of the rushing. And we saw Tua in college spread it out a lot. And I don't think a lot of that changes.
Yeah, I mean, I have Waddle and Fuller over 1,000 yards.
Same.
Fuller I have at 1,078. Waddle I have at 1,187 because I freaking love him. I'm probably too high on him, but I don't care.
I love Waddle, but...
Love Waddle. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely aggressive on that, but that's my guy. Look, here's the thing. Miami, we're gonna put real football into this. Their wide receiver room is really good. Like, I love that wide receiver room, and we're talking like actual football. Oh, that's such a good wide receiver room.
I like fantasy football.
Yeah, Preston Williams, Lynn Bowden.
Lynn Bowden's gonna take touches just because he's
I agree with that. I think he will be annoying for fantasy, but I think he's going to be a very useful NFL player.
And then Gesicki and Long, Gaskin's catching ability. There, look, man.
There's some weapons.
There's weapons, and there's really not excuses for Tua here. Like, this is, he should take a step here.
No, it's built perfect for him.
Yeah, it really is.
I agree, and I have Waddle and Fuller both over 1,000 yards as well. Slightly flipped. I do love Waddle. I have him 1,059 yards. And I didn't realize before this how much I loved Will Fuller. I have him just over 1,100 yards, even missing the one game. So
Will Fuller is always good.
Yeah, when he's on the field, hopefully he could be healthy.
He's never healthy.
Not juicing.
Like, he always plays well, though. Like, we've never. He's also been attached to Sean Watson, but he's never been bad.
Yep.
And I don't know why people will act like he is. So I think he's a value play now.
And I'm just happy.
Keep a dynasty, huh?
I was going to say, have we got anything left to wrap it up on in the Dolphins before we move to the Pats?
I don't think we see anything out of Hunter Long this year, but I think
long-term value.
I think he's gonna get cut from your favorite fantasy teams, and you get him for free. Like, I'd watch him.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think as a team you can play, like, getting these young guys like Waddle a couple games into the season, just because it may take some time and they may not have blow up games. And if we're a year away from Tua, that gives us our chance to get these guys now, especially with him.
I got to tell you, I liked Hunter. I came away liking Hunter Long a lot more than I expected to when I watched him prior to the draft when we were doing the rookie profiles for the Draft Bible. And he was somebody that I kind of thought I was just going to watch and be like, no, you know, he's fine. But I do think he's somebody that maybe not this year, but snag him cheap while you can now, or when he gets cut by somebody that's not willing to be patient on a tight end and wait for it to happen.
Yeah. He can be an NFL player for sure.
All right, let's talk Pats. I'm going to trash all these players. I'm going to trash them all.
I broke my golden rule here. Normally, I do not like splitting the quarterback.
I had to too.
I just couldn't definitively pick someone.
How'd you break it up?
I got Cam starting for 4 games and then Mac starting for 13. You're gonna laugh so freaking hard at my Mac Jones comp, or not comp, my Mac Jones projections. You're gonna keel over.
Okay, let's hear him.
Well, Cam starts 4 games. Actually, plays pretty damn well. Like, he throws for 604 yards. That's why he likely is not starting for me anymore. Passing game's just not up to snuff. He throws for 6 touchdowns and 2 picks, which would be an incredible improvement from last year. I have him rushing 50 times in those 4 games for 250 yards, 3 touchdowns. Look, if Cam starts the whole year, that's a QB1. So let's just keep that in perspective. And then I have Mac starting 13 games, throwing the ball 420 times. He throws for 3,300 yards, 23 touchdowns, 6 picks. Crapping on all your favorite teams on all the way there. And he's the next Justin Herbert.
And we're ending the show on that.
What do you got, Foz?
I'm not as rosy, but I think a positive. I have Cam start 6 games, 849 passing yards, 105 on the ground, 13 total touchdowns. I'm sorry, that's a lie. 8 total touchdowns, 3 picks. Mac Jones, I have 356 attempts, 2,705 yards, 18 touchdowns, 10 picks. Like, it's not bad.
I have it a little more split. I have Cam starting 7 games and Mac starting 10. And neither of it's very good. None of it's really very good. I gave Cam 4 passing touchdowns and 8 interceptions. I think Cam is washed. I think it's over. I did give him 340 yards on the ground and another 5 rushing touchdowns, because I think he can still do that. Mac Jones, he has just under 1,800 yards passing in 10 starts, 12 touchdowns and 6 picks and 1 rushing touchdown, because why not?
That touchdown interception ratio is not bad, though.
No.
I think it's hilarious that you think Belichick would let Cam get to 8 picks on that season. He's getting benched at 5, if that's the case. He's like, okay, we're done.
Maybe the eight is the hater in me.
Oh, yeah. But,
I love the division hate.
All right, let's talk running backs and why Damian Harris is the man.
I didn't realize how much. I like Damian Harris. I didn't realize how much. I have him with 51% of the rushing share. 255 attempts, 1,147 yards, 7 touchdowns, and .123 and 1 on the ground. Like, he's so much better than the rest of the backs there. No disrespect to James White. Classic vet. But, like, Damian Harris is a good runner, man. And I think he could kind of do some damage. Eric, you're shaking your head. You disagree. If you say Robin Wurst Stevens, this legit show's over.
Ramondre Stevenson is not playing this year. I'm gonna.
If you say Sonny Michel, who's just not good at football.
Yeah. Okay. Go look at the year that he had last year, Ryan, because you're completely dismissing that. It's pretty bad that you're doing that.
So bad.
Yeah, he's still gonna get carries, whether you like it or not. I
100.
Yeah, that's good enough, I guess. I got him at 125.
Suck it.
Damian Harris got 225. Sonny Michel's got 125. White's got 50. JJ Taylor's got 30. That's around what's going to happen there. I want Damian Harris to get 250 carries, guys. I really do. Like, I'm with everyone. I'm like, Bill, just feed the man. But, they rotate they like to keep him fresh.
Yeah.
Sony's still a thing. Unless he's not on the roster, he's going to be a thing. They are going to run him into the ground this year, and then they're going to send him packing next year into free agency. So that's that. Until that happens, that kind of caps Damian Harris for me. I think he's my RB like 28 on the year. I want to be higher, but I can't.
But 255 attempts in a 17 game season, though, is only 15 a game. Like, it's really not that much. Like, this is where it sounds weird to 70 games. Like, 11.2 fantasy points a game isn't a ton.
Yeah. I have Damian Harris just under at 245 attempts. It's weird because I have him for 245 and just over 1,100 yards on the ground. And Eric, like you said, as much as I love the player, like, he's still in the low 20s for me, just the way it projects out, because of how James White will monopolize most of the passing work. Like, I wish he would be a little more involved there. I do love the player, and I think he's still a value in the right spot, because I think he's going to be useful on a pretty weekly basis. But I agree that they'll rotate guys and it'll be frustrating, kind of like it's been in the past.
You can start implying matchups.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think if he's a guy that you have him on your dynasty roster and he's like your third guy, like, I think that's pretty good. Like, I think he's somebody that you could pretty confidently throw in a flex spot or on bye weeks. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
In terms of pass catching weapons, do we like any of the wide receivers, or is it just the tight ends?
It's just the tight ends.
Yep, same.
It's just Johnny for me. Well, yeah, Henry's fine, but I like Johnny, man.
How do you guys have it split between Johnny and Henry?
Pretty close. I've met Johnny 85% or 18% market share, and Henry with 16, which are the two highest on the team. I've at 694 yards and 553, but I have Johnny with a decent bit more touchdowns, 6-2.
I got 696 yards, 8 touchdowns for Janu, 662 yards, 6 touchdowns for Hunter Henry. I made a bet with our lovely Matt Hicks that both of them are going to be tight end ones. I got Janu at tight end number 9 and Hunter Henry at tight end number 11. It's going to happen, Matt. You're going to owe me a bottle of tequila.
There you go.
That's good stuff.
All right. Well, I know we ran a little bit longer than we wanted to already, so let's wrap this up with the Jets. They'll still finish fourth in the division, but let's hear what you guys have to say. What is young Zach Wilson doing his rookie year? Unlike a lot of some other teams, you can pretty comfortably project Zach Wilson for 17. There's literally nobody else on the roster. So
yeah,
I know you're getting a full season out of him.
I had him as my second best QB in this division. I have 573 attempts, 3,970 yards, 24 tutties, 13 picks, just 109 on the ground. And two touchdowns there. I hope they don't run him too much just to protect them.
Agreed.
But he doesn't have to throw the ball. I might be low on those pass attempts, but he doesn't have to sling it. Like, he's completing 63% of the passes, which I don't think is egregious with him. But I think the talent's there and the need to have to throw the ball.
Yeah, I got him at 550 attempts, 4,398 yards, 26 touchdowns, 10 picks. I got him 40 attempts on the ground, 160 rush yards, 2 touchdowns. He is my QB 19 on the season. There's a building block here. Build around Zach Wilson this year for the Jets.
I'd be quite happy with that in his rookie year. I think I have him projected for the least amount of work just from an attempt standpoint. I think that he's going to throw the ball, but I think they're going to do all that they can to keep multiple running backs involved. Kind of the same way we were just talking about the Pats. I think they'll run multiple guys and it'll be frustrating from a fantasy perspective. But I have Wilson statted out for 527 attempts, completing 60% of his passes. So just over 3,500 yards, touchdowns to interceptions. Foss, I'm right on with you, 24 to 13. And then another 2 scores on the ground with just about 175 yards on the ground. So, in terms of rookie quarterback seasons, we'll take that over with the New York Jets. It's not something we've seen.
Yeah.
We'd be quite happy with it.
You were with the show before. Me and Eric both love Zach Wilson.
Oh, we're big Zach Wilson.
Big Zach Wilson guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my QB2 through the process. Like, I like Zach Wilson a lot.
It's exciting. I'm excited to see how this offense all looks. You know, I'm borderline like fatigued with just hearing, you know, Shanahan offense. That we've heard since Saleh got hired and brought LaFleur with him. But I do think that they'll do whatever they can to get the running game going and keep things don't want to say easy for Zach, but, you know, kind of build off that.
Yeah.
The only problem I got with that, all that, that sounds lovely. I think their running back room is terrible. I'm sorry, Anthony. Like, it's bad. I don't like Ty Johnson. I don't like Tevin Coleman. Michael Carter's getting shooed into superstardom already, and that we got to pump the brakes there. LaMichael Perine is not a thing for me. So
Michael Perine's not going to make the team.
Exactly. He's bad. Like, you want to protect Zach Wilson. You're going to have a terrible defense. You're going to have like a run game that you want to run the ball, and it you won't. Run the ball is the problem. So if you make him throw the ball, what did I have him at? 550? You guys have him throwing the ball over 500 times, right?
Yep.
573?
A little nervous about that in a rookie year, but I guess that's the way the league is trending.
Trial by fire, man.
It is,
so
I
is
guess.
Michael Carter the guy that you have projected to be the top guy?
Ty Johnson edging him out.
I have Michael Carter for the most fantasy points, not the most rushing yards. I'm at 547 rushing yards, 193 in the air. And I have Tevin Coleman at 607 rushing yards. And Ty Johnson 320. Like, it's kind of a mess.
And so how many rushing yards do you have Ty Johnson with, Eric?
504, Michael Carter, 480.
Okay, so I'm definitely the highest on this running back group, like, without question. I have Michael Carter with just under 1,000 yards. I have him with 976 yards on 220 attempts. I think he gets the majority of the work.
I have a lot of shares in Michael Carter.
I have LaMichael Perine statted out right now, and I don't think he makes the team. I just don't see what he does well that works with what this offense should want to do. I think he's the definition of a jag, like we said about Myles Gaskin earlier. Like, he's fine, but he's not giving you the juice that you really want in this zone running scheme. I think Ty Johnson is the guy that I have with the second most work behind Carter, getting just over 120 attempts. It's like 630 yards on the ground. I think Tevin Coleman will be kind of annoying. Like, he'll be there. Maybe he'll be hurt, but
I could flip Ty Johnson and Tevin Coleman's role pretty easily in my mind, because I don't believe Tevin Coleman's good back.
Yeah, I've in like startups this year, it's a shocking amount of Ty Johnson. Like, I don't think Ty Johnson is great, but he goes borderline free in these drafts that – it's been worth it, I feel like.
I want them to sign Adrian Peterson.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want that.
I just want a slab of meat to put in the backfield that you could just beat up for like 120 to 150 carries. I don't care about this
year.
That's just build it around Zach Wilson. Make Zach Wilson come out of this year without getting hurt.
Agreed.
Win. That's a win.
I agree with that. More exciting than the running back room, I think, is the wide receiver group.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Chris Herndon.
I'm still holding some Chris Herndon shares.
I got a solid little showing for Chris Herndon, actually. It's not terrible.
No. Not ready to give up on the promise that we all saw, but how do you guys have the receiving group shaken out?
Elijah Moore or die. All right, it's not
hell that serious. Yeah.
I do have Elijah Moore leading them. I got him with 110 targets, 74 receptions, 972 yards, 8 touchdowns.
I like that.
Big man Elijah Moore.
I'm close. I'm at 108 targets, 74 receptions, 897 yards, 6 touchdowns.
So you do like Elijah Moore.
I never said I didn't.
You've been a little hard on him in the past.
Listen, I
said he couldn't get open.
Oh,
I never said that.
No, you pointed out one play.
He was running a one-on-one route and did like 14 jab steps, and I said, you're going to put on your ass in the NFL with that. That's all I said.
That's fair.
I have the receiving work among the wide receivers kind of annoyingly split, where I have Elijah Moore with 55 catches for 819 yards. Okay. So that is... let's see. I have him with 73 targets, and that's behind Corey Davis leading the team with 89 targets and Denzel Mims getting 79 targets. Because I think Denzel Mims gets a little buried right now for some...
I'm still a Mims believer.
Yeah.
I'm still like Mims.
There's been this weird thing that, like, through OTAs and minicamp, people got out on Mims because I think the buzz about Elijah Moore was so hyped up and deservingly so. But Mims... there was this weird like week or two where Mims came back from a non-COVID illness and ran with the second team. And every beat reporter was like, well, Denzel Mims runs with the second team, but they did it with every player who came back this offseason.
Yeah,
they did
the he was same injured. Thing. Like, I thought he had like a hamstring thing or something.
Also, Denzel Mims to me is a clear, like, let me see him with the pads on and, you know, get a little physical instead of in these offseason workouts.
Also, where do you want to put him? You got Elijah Moore and Corey Davis taking two spots, and then you got Jameson Crowder in the slot. Where are you supposed to put him?
No, you
put has to be on the second team.
Dude, I don't think Jameson Crowder's going to be a thing.
Yeah, whether you want to believe it or not, Jameson Crowder's a thing.
I still have him in there.
He's a slot machine.
Yeah, 640 yards receiving is what I have. I have Corey Davis leading the team in receiving touchdowns with 7 and receiving yards with 833.
I'm at 7 touchdowns. I have 771 receiving yards. I have more with the most yards. Actually, I have Mims with 790.
I have Mims with 673. I think like the passing game by the end of the season, it'll be like the sum will be greater than the parts. Like, I don't think there'll be that one piece mm-hmm. where you're like, you know, I think the hype will continue for Elijah Moore. I love him. And I think going into next year, he's somebody that'll be, you know, a rocket way up. But
Mims stands out because he has a role. Mims stands out because he has a role. He's their deep threat. Like, he's the legit deep threat on that team, which they don't have.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see them like with pads on, and even like, I hate even saying it because it feels gross, but I can't wait for preseason football. Like dialed down as it's been, but without having it.
Yeah.
And
you don't realize what you got until it's gone. And then you're like, oh my God, I want it back. I'm with you, Anthony. I cannot wait for that first preseason week.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get the pads on and see what even some vanilla version of these offenses looks
pre-season
like.
Preseason DraftKings. Let's go.
Let's go. The true degenerate in all of us comes out. All right. Well, do we have anything left about the Jets or the AFC East before we wrap this one up?
We gotta pick the division winner.
Yeah, we gotta pick say the division. It. Yeah.
All right. So
I think I'm gonna be outnumbered 2-1 here, and I know what team you guys are picking. So you know what team I'm picking. So do we even gotta say it?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills.
Yeah, Bills in front, Jets in last for the division.
Yep.
I hope you enjoyed your 1 year, Buffalo. That was a nice 1 year. You made it all the way to the AFC Championship game. That's impressive. That's an impressive job. You made it all the way to the AFC Championship game. You're touting up that whole division banner. That's really nice. I hope you enjoyed that. Patriots are winning that division. Period.
I love it. I love it. And you have the Jets in last?
By default, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not like the same kind of last as last year.
The Jets are going in the right direction. I'm really hard on the Jets, but they're going in the right. They're head of the right.
That's all we can ask for. I think they're like a 6, maybe 7 win team, and it'll be a different 6 or 7 wins than the past couple of years it would have been. So,
yeah,
I think I agree. Head in the right direction. Well, thank you, boys, both. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. We would greatly appreciate it. We'll be back next week.
Later, taters. Go Pats.